Hey guys, welcome back. This is the continuation of episode number 15 with my friend Pradyut.
So in life, I have learned, at least from the stock market, something very important. Only three scenarios happen in life. Either, for example, in the trend, either the stock goes up, either the stock goes down, or either it goes sideways. So whenever next time you feel, you know, you want to do something in life, only three things can happen. Either your idea will be a huge success, it'll go up. Either it'll be a huge failure, it'll go down. Or either nothing happens. There is no other permutation or combination.
And even if only it succeeds or even if it fails, I don't think you will really...
If it succeeds, well and good. If it succeeds, well and good. You made your money, or you know, you hit the jackpot. If it doesn't go, you didn't lose anything, because either way, you had nothing created.
Yeah, plus you've learned a lot.
And if it goes neutral, either way, life is normal. In the sense, if you make 1,000 rupees tomorrow, you are very happy because you hit the jackpot. Yeah. Okay. If you lose, and you didn't even have that 1,000 rupees, how does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't.
In the sense, you had a business and it scaled up. Well and good. You made money. Okay. Either that business or idea fails, it's okay. You didn't lose anything. You tried a new venture. That new venture didn't win. It's okay. You are still the same. Or either it went sideways where nothing changed.
Yeah, I think we all simply fear a lot to take that leap.
You got to overthink.
Yeah.
In the sense, I will give you a small example. In life, things are not valued because of a risk in terms of, at least in the markets, what things go is high risk, high reward. Correct. Yeah. The more risk you take in, the more rewards you're going to get. In life also, that's the way things are. But then this risk is very different when it comes to, you know, the way the society perceives it. In the sense, a soldier who is in the borderline takes up the highest risk. Yeah. Or somebody, in the sense, he has a risk of life, right? Or somebody who's working in a very scary chemical factory, correct? He is taking up huge risk. This is
doctors
life
right
risk.
Now.
Correct. Similarly, like that, let's take an example of a laborer who's working at a chemical store, at a chemical factory, where they're creating cyanide or something like that. Okay. He is very... he's in a very risky situation for his life risk. But then just because he is doing that work doesn't mean he is getting paid that much.
Yeah, he's not getting that reward which we actually
think. Correct. You know why? Because society believes in valuing things which have mental risk. Mukesh Ambani will take up a huge loan to push his company. If he loses the money, he doesn't lose his life. But then he's rewarded for that mental risk which he takes.
Yeah.
99% of the people can't take up that level of mental risk. It's nothing. Mukesh Ambani is not going to lose his life simply because he lost that money. That's a fact. We all know. But then he gets rewarded because of that, because he can take up huge mental risk.
Yeah, I think this is something we all should keep in mind, the kinds of risk you want to take in life, not just the physical.
And what kind of risk which is worth it? There is two types of risk. One is physical risk. Not necessarily that just because you're taking physical risk that you will be paid huge amounts. No. The second kind of risk, which is mental risk, where, you know, tomorrow if the bank calls you up and tells, you know, at 2 a.m. in the night, where is my interest or where is my money? 99% of the people can't deal with that level of mental risk.
Yeah.
That is why lots of people just skip that whole idea. Lots of people come, they're like, at least whoever I talk to as such, you know, because of my e-cell and things like that, many people have, you know, brilliant ideas. They can, you know, they have very, very, very learned and very skilled. But just because they can't take up that mental risk, they never seem to do anything.
Yeah, that fear which people have, right, I think, it just stops you from getting a lot of things. We just can't see what is behind the fear, man. That is one very sad thing about the society. And I've spoken this in my last episode as well. Like, if you are going to do something risky or something that is, you know, fearful and dangerous or something that is very difficult to achieve, society will be the first to tell you that you cannot do it or whatever. I mean,
but then again,
kind of society. I think that is what is shaping the generation. Why do you think I feared risks? Why do you think I feared risks? It's because the way I've grown up, man. So as a society, I think we all should change this perception of taking risks and, you know, perception on failure, so that people get more opportunity to, like, give it a shot, no matter what. What's gonna happen in life, basically? Just give it a shot.
True. But I believe that you know, many people simply use telling, you know, it's the society's fault, and that's why I didn't do it. It's, you know, I believe it's a lame excuse. In the sense,
yeah,
when you
that,
go to
that
a marriage,
is also a lame excuse, yeah. True.
Like, for example, when you go to for a wedding, okay, you will meet 50 uncles giving you 50 different ideas to do with your life. At least that's what happens to me when I go for a wedding or sort of, you know, any sort of get together or something. One uncle will tell me, do CA. Another uncle will tell you, you join the army. Somebody else will say, do something else. Okay. So you get bombarded with suggestions. And these suggestions aren't bad. They are telling it out of love because they have seen somebody in, you know, their life or something. Not fail, somebody who has done this and has become successful. So for them, in their mind, that is what matters. They're like, oh, you do this, your life is sorted. Okay. But it's very important for you as a person to accept what you believe in and work hard for it. Society will tell you. It's not like this because you have an educated society where you're going to teach the, you know. For example, when we become 30 or 35, it's not like we're not going to find people who are going to be like, your idea is going to fail. No. It's absolutely going to be there because it's human nature. Because you have conviction over something. In the sense, I have conviction that I have lost weight following my sort of methodology. Correct. Somebody else would not believe. Okay. And it's completely cool. It's left to them. Boss, you believe whatever you want. This has worked for me. I'll follow it. Correct. Because at the end of the day, I believe in what I have seen and what has given me results. So you must have that sort of conviction in yourself that, no, what I believe will work and I'm just going to try.
Yeah.
It takes 10,000 hours to master anything, if you've read that book. It takes 10,000 hours to be good at anything. Okay, 10,000 hours.
That is like the average, you know, the ideal thing.
To be a master at any given field. It's left to you at the end of the day. Are you ready to invest that 10,000 hours? Now, you can give loads of examples, you know, that, you know, my circumstances are bad. And yes, it could be true. Okay, because I have seen so many people, you know, during this COVID time who have lost their loved ones. People have lost their fathers. People have lost their mothers. People, you know, and it's not very funny when, you know, at least one of my close friends of mine, he lost his father. He had to give up studies.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to manage his father's plastic injection factory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But then that doesn't mean that he will give up in his life.
Yeah, like we all have problems. Like, few people have really big problems, and it's totally practical that we get it. Like, it's not very easy to deal with them. But at the end of the day, the question that comes is, what are you gonna do about it? Like, is there anything that you're putting in to overcome that situation or whatever? So that is what I think matters.
And again, it depends. When people are faced with problems, either two things happen: either they change their goal completely because they find something else which is more worthwhile, or either they just stick to it and, you know, things at the end of the day will fall into place. Because it's not necessary just because you're a bad person or you're a good person, problems will come. Problems are something which is given to you, not because of your choice. Correct? For example,
yeah.
COVID.
You can't
correct.
Handle them.
COVID, what can you do about it? We can't do anything. It's the fact of the matter is, you know, certain problems in life you are going to face. You are bound to face it. Correct. It's, do you still have that resilience within yourself to follow what you want to, even after you have been faced with that sort of issue? And certainly certain people are very blessed in life who don't face problems. You know, they are really lucky in that sense, you know. And, you know, good for
I
you.
I believe that is even not that very lucky which people consider it to be, because it is through struggles and, you know, such kind of hard situations that will shape you. Sometimes I also feel, man, like, you know, I have been, I have grown a little, you know, I have led a comfortable life till now. I have no hardships in life. You know, the real hardships which people see, right? I never really faced such kind of hardships. But somewhere, I do have this feeling that once when I accomplish something big, right, in life, I would want to speak, like I want to tell a story from nothing to something, okay? But I already have something. It's not like I don't have anything. So somewhere I have that desire that it should be a very badass story from nowhere, from the streets to the you know, one of the great person in life. I have that feeling somewhere. So I also think that if you are dealt with, if you are put in situations that are hard in life and things that have failures or any hardships, that is when you will grow stronger and be ready to face any kind of situation.
Well, I guess, to be very honest with you, people who don't face lots of problems, they are quite blessed. And then even they know it internally, you know, okay, my life has been quite a smooth one. And it's good. I don't say that, oh no, it's bad. Because, you know, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to pray that you want to have bad stuff going on in life.
Yeah, that is also.
It sounds nice when things are going good, but when things actually go bad, you would be like, oh God, I wish I never even wished for things like that. But then, see, problems will come, and problems at the end of the day will go. The beautiful thing about life is that this life which we exist is temporary. In the sense, I have come to this world, I will also go from this world. So will problems, they will come and they will go. So will successes, they will come and they will go. So will people, they will come and go.
Everything.
So it depends. Yeah, everything at the end of the day in this world is temporary. But the only one thing which I could say is, when it comes to problems, right, when people face problems, they should always remember, at least in their mind, that, you know, problems at the end of the day are temporary and they will go. Everybody in life have a quota of problems which they have to face, which I believe. Certain people face it early on in life, certain people face it later on in life.
And I've read this, problems don't leave unless you learn what it is supposed to teach you.
Correct.
So instead of asking, why do I have this, instead of asking, why am I in such a situation, ask yourself, what is that situation trying to teach you? And this is, by the way, not mine. I think this is Jay Shetty's quote. I think that is what you should be asking. When you're in a tough situation, think of what this situation, this hardship right now, this problem right now is trying to teach you, and try to focus on that. And then I think you'll be able to overcome it.
I believe nature is the most merciful teacher. In the sense, when the child wants to touch fire because it finds it very alluring. It sees the fire, it's like, wow, I should touch it. First, the mother says, don't touch. It says, I know, this lady doesn't know what she's talking about. Then the baby goes and touches the fire. And then the baby understands. Oh, if the baby still didn't understand, it'll go to touch it again. And then nature will teach you again. So nature as such is a very merciful teacher, in the sense, it will continuously keep giving you problems, provided you don't stop for a moment and think, what did I do wrong? And how could I correct it? Because the problems are going to stay the same. In the sense, if you have an issue with some kind of a railway or something like that, and the train collides, correct? Another train will also collide, provided you, if you don't change the railway or make some changes.
Yeah.
Try to find out what went wrong on that track, which led to those kind of collisions. Otherwise, even if you pass a million trains, all of those trains are going to collide or derail, simply because there was a problem which needs to be fixed.
That means you need to fix the problem that you have. Makes a lot of sense.
Or at least try to understand what was the cause of your problems.
Yeah, true.
And many people read
go on.
Motivational books as such. You know, sometimes, you know, there is a limit, in the sense, when I was fat, okay, and I used to consume loads of sweets, and I used to read some kind of motivational book, it's all in the mind, and, you know, some kind of bourgeois, in the sense, you know, you believe that you are thin, you will become thin. That is not possible.
Yeah, you need to put something to that belief, right?
True. If you just believe, no, I'm thin and I'm continuously eating donut, boss, you're not going to lose weight. It's just not going to happen. You're like, no, it's all positive mindset. No, positive mindset, okay, but then you have to work. It's not like just because you have a positive mindset,
yeah, things are going to work. Your mind is just the 50% ingredient. The rest is what the work you put in. I can't just be like very, very confident and do nothing there and be and expect to get something out of it.
Very true.
No sense.
In the sense, initially, when I used to give, because of the sort of cell which I have been a part of, we get to interact like this a lot. All right. In the course of 1 year, I have really improved as such in terms of public speaking. All right. But it's simply because it comes from practice now. All right. Initially, when I was giving my presentations, you could ask my, club mates as such, they would tell you, I was not very good when it comes to public speaking. I was okay. I was, thinking a little bit, making loads of errors. But then the only thing which I did was I kept trying. Correct. In that, maybe positive mindset was that maybe I was trying. That's all. Maybe 1 to 2% max. But then at the end of the day, I should speak. Otherwise, things won't work. My vocabulary wouldn't change. I wouldn't be relaxed while talking. I'd be, quite nervous as such. I'd be like, oh God, I hope I don't look bad.
I've been there.
I hope I use the same words. One more thing which I saw is when I was in an event or something, and there was somebody who didn't have the best of the best of grammar, but then he spoke very confidently and with loads of, he was very patient and relaxed. Though he was using loads of, I would say inappropriate words as such, in the sense the pronouns were not proper and, there was loads of grammatical error. People didn't have any problem simply because he was talking it with confidence and then he was very relaxed. People forget it. In the sense, loads of people be like, no, when you're speaking, you should talk like an Englishman, every word from your mouth should be perfect. All right. But the fact of the matter is the host itself doesn't have the best of English. Correct. He will make certain errors, but then he completely forgets it because you're talking with that ease, and secondly, you're talking it with some sense of confidence. So and, people don't care.
And you have that thing to to explain it to people. I mean,
correct.
You have that grit, right? You know, you're not very good at English, but people can find out that you're trying. I think that's what will be noticed in a lot of people.
Correct.
And so don't lose confidence. Yeah, don't lose confidence just because you don't know something, some technical aspects. You can just try to show how willing you are to learn by the way you speak and your confidence levels. I think that is what will, point out a lot.
True. And then one more thing is, like, for example, in the course of 6 months, I have, I really developed an inclination towards the stock market and things like that. Initially, when I thought, I was like, okay, this is not something which I'll ever understand. All right. I had taken up a course, but then when I used to open a chart or when I used to open up, fundamental ratios or something, I was like, what the hell is going on? Correct. Because firstly, it's not written in normal language. Correct. It's written in kind of like code language. And then you have to take some time off to understand what is going on. Or somebody should teach you. At least because I was in that course, I learned things. But then every single day, I had made it a point that every single day, one new thing I will try. For example, when it comes to technicals, where you're seeing charts or fundamentals as such, the only one thing which I had made a promise is that every day, something new I should learn. That's all. And over the course of 4 to 5 months, I started really understanding things. And then I understood it's not very hard, provided you are persistent at it on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Where, okay, for example, one day you learn something like new, good, that's more than enough, right? But then you should put in your efforts at a daily basis, trying to understand one subject clearly. And then things would, at the end of the day, work out.
Yeah, that really makes us like a lot of sense. Learning one new thing every day is like 30 things a month. And
365 things.
Yeah.
That's not
pretty simple. Consistency is a key, man. Seriously.
That's absolutely true. Consistency and not losing how was motivation. Your...
Yeah, true. And how has your journey been? Like, a student investing in stocks? I know you're not investing much, but like on a beginner stage, right? How has your journey been? And if there's anyone who's interested in stocks and shares, anyone who's listening, right? What would you suggest them?
So initially, the reason why I joined stocks, at least to understand the market as such, is well, three reasons as such. Firstly, it's something which I could access it from my laptop, correct? Due to the COVID pandemic, I can't learn loads of physical stuffs. At least at this moment, I have to learn it, through the laptop or something. And the stock market was something which was very interesting to me, at least since my 7th grade. It was the first time I read something. Okay, there is something, this market. But I never really understood what it was, and I never used to put an effort back then. Also, I was like, whatever, we'll see it someday. Okay. And the second thing which I read about is that almost 97% of India don't invest directly in the market because people are afraid and people don't know, which gives me a huge opportunity because 97% of the market cap don't know what it is. So if there is going to be growth, there is going to be a huge amount of growth because only 3% of India use the market on a daily basis. So that is a place where I see opportunity. Correct. I do not believe in life that, I believe in life that, for example, there is somebody who is very dumb, but he chooses a career or a profession where very few people get into it. Even if he is not that capable, simply because he is in that profession, he will end up taking up a huge chunk of either revenue or knowledge or whatever, and he will make it big simply because he has very little competition. Correct. So similarly, like that, what I thought is, okay, something about the market, and I had an inclination towards it. Initially, I thought, I'll take up a course, I'll see whether I even like it or not. If I like it, I like it. If not, chuck it. I'll just try something else. And then I started, I do generally two types of things. One is value investing, where I put in money and then it's locked for, at least 10 to 15 years. I have made like a small little portfolio
10
as
to
such.
15.
Yes.
Okay.
So I have made like a small little portfolio of my own. It's not like I'm the best at it, but then I understand basics of things. So I have invested in large cap companies simply because firstly, there is less risk because I'm at a beginner level. So I've put money. And then the second thing is I've kept it for the course until I'm the age of 35. So about 15 years. So I will get at least decent returns by that time. That is in terms of value investing. Secondly, what I do is I do a little bit of trading. I don't put too much money into the markets simply because if one of my strategy or one of my sort of move works correct, and even if I make a little bit of money, that means my sort of strategy was right, correct. And how the thing and how trading or something like that works is the more amount of capital you put, the more returns you get. All right.
Yeah, I
For
remember. I
example,
remember.
you make a 2% return or you make 20 rupees. Okay. And you invested 2000 rupees. Okay. That can become 200 if you put in 20,000. Correct. If you had followed the same strategy. Or
Yeah.
that can become 20,000 if you had put in something like 2 lakh or something like that. Correct. So if your strategy is right, just if you change the capital, you're going to make your money. Correct. So at
Makes
least at a
sense, yeah.
beginner's level, what I believe is, if you are doing some form of trading as such, firstly, learn. Okay. I have kept myself at least another 2 years to understand well through now since I guess I shared with you a certificate of
Yeah.
a course which I completed. After this, I have plans to get another certificate done, which is NSE certification. I have been saving money for that. And I've been saving, it costs a considerable amount of money. So since the past, I guess, 7 to 8 months or something, I've been saving up for that money. I generally don't like to ask a lot of money from my parents. I
No.
believe in trying to save money and, generating a little bit of money, that's fine. But then it's good to, learn things rather quickly. Otherwise, if I start learning how to generate revenue when I'm 25 or something like that, then, you have lost 5 years of opportunity. Correct. So that is in terms of making money or something like that. For example, a simple thing is, I had some money. I had purchased this phone for my money. So my mom is very happy. She's like, okay, something. She's like, not bad. And she asked, you can ask your father for money. I said, it's okay, no problem. And I do help my father out in his business when it comes to billing and things like that. So he gives me a little bit of money. This money, again, I don't spend it on, partying or anything of that sort. It's just to improve my skill. Not just savings. Savings is one part. Also a little bit in investing and a little bit in improving my education. At least when it comes to learning about the markets and things like that. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, that is what I've been doing. I hope this thing goes on like this, because I guess I found something which I really enjoy. And I don't know what
will happen. Trading and investing in stocks.
At least at the moment, I've been enjoying it a lot. I just hope and pray that this is what something I end up doing all over through my life. It's fine, because at the end of the day, I always wanted to be a businessman. Correct. That doesn't mean that if working for somebody else is bad or something. No. It's absolutely good to work for somebody. It's just that business is an instrument where you can get exponential growth as such. In the sense, if you work for a company,
Go on.
You will get an increment once in a year. And that also sometimes due to external factors like internal politics, loads of things like that, you don't get. All right. In business, you have huge risks. That I will 100% agree. You have huge risk when it comes to business. But then you have also a chance to make big gains. And it depends. It depends upon each person's risk appetite, whether they can choose the riskier route in life or whether they are happier being,
Depends on the individual.
It depends on what makes you happy. At the end of the day, you should get sound sleep.
Yeah, I'm also inclined towards business a lot. Not like after 11th, I can say, not before that. I didn't have much idea about business. I do not have a lot of idea even now, but I just know certain things in mind. And coming to investing, I love investing. Okay, but the thing is, I don't really have so much knowledge regarding that. I would want to invest once I start making income. So that is what I have thought. So
that's fine.
Yeah, you'll be always there to guide me. And if anybody wants to invest, right, some student like us in the teenage or someone in their undergraduate degree, so what would you suggest them?
Well, it depends. If you have zero financial knowledge, it's better off if you do an SIP with some insurance company, like you buy a mutual fund. Mm-hmm. It's not necessary that you have to always learn all forms of investing. For example, you're a doctor and you want to invest, because you just put your money, you just give your money to some mutual fund. They will take care of your money.
But do you have to learn to invest in mutual funds?
Not necessarily. Mutual funds, not at all. Because mutual funds will be managed by the company itself.
Okay.
What happens to your money and what returns you're going to get is already fixed. So, for example, a doctor, he doesn't need to worry about, he just has to give his money to that bank or that mutual fund, and then they will take care of it. So that is that, at least in terms of somebody who doesn't know anything about finance. But then if you want to, at least for me, I would like to something, or at least make a career in something related to investing and market and some things like that. So for me, I have taken up that risk of, not giving any of my money to mutual funds and trying to find out which is good and which is bad, at least for myself. If I lose that money, I lose that money completely. I'm okay with that. But then at the end of the day, it's whatever sort of investing or whatever I do is with my money itself. I don't ask my parents, for that money. So I'm okay. If I burn my hands, I burn. It's okay. I lose it. But then I at least learn what went right, what went wrong.
Yeah, but any other kind of, suggestions regarding?
There is an app known as Smallcase.
Mm-hmm.
Smallcase is a very good company as such. They are also somewhat like a mutual fund. They will take small amounts of money and then they will invest it in sort of themes. Or, if you go to Smallcase, it's an app. There you can go to different themes, in the sense energy sector or pharmacy Okay. And it's basically their own product. All right. It's a product of different stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your money gets divided over there. And then that gives you returns on a monthly basis. But then again, you can't remove the money out immediately because you're investing. You have to think for something 5 to 6 years later on where you can remove the money and you'd have gotten a huge return. Or else you could buy an ETF. An ETF is, if you have a Demat account, an ETF is an exchange traded fund. You could buy, for example, not just an ETF. If you go for an index fund, all right. Now, what is an index fund? Index fund is your market has two indices. One is Nifty 50 for your NSE and one is Sensex for your Bombay Stock Exchange.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So Nifty at the end of the day is a proportion of different top 50 companies in India. All are large cap companies. So in that, two things happen. Firstly, your money gets allocated in different sectors. So your money is diversified. Generally, when you're beginning, you don't have that much capital to put it in different sectors or industries. Correct. So if the pharma does very well, you make loads of returns. Or for example, you take all your money and you put it into the energy and you lose your money, you're going to lose your money. There's no two ways about it because you haven't diversified. All right.
Okay.
Secondly, there's something known as a rebalancing. In the sense, for example, a company like Yes Bank, they were doing very well. But then things started going bad and then they were removed from Nifty 50 indices. Okay. And another company came in. So your money doesn't get stuck in crap companies. It just gets removed.
Okay.
So you could go, for example, there's a company, there's a AMC, which is an asset management company, which there's a company called Nippon. Okay. They have something known as Nifty Bees. If you go and you search on your broker, Nifty Bees. All right.
What does that mean?
It's an index fund.
Okay.
So that money which goes will be, for example, you pay 100 rupees. Okay. Depending upon how your Nifty's proportion is, in the sense, first 15% of that money goes into some kind of banking sector. Then next 5% goes into energy sector. The next 5 go to pharma. That is taken care of because you have purchased that Nifty Bees, which is an index fund. Again, I am nobody to give you a stock recommendation because I'm not somebody who's legally certified as such to give you a stock recommendation. This is just for example, what many people do as such, because at least what my peers do, because I know a few people, at least some of my friends, who have generated huge money. It's not necessarily they've made money just because of the market. They do different things. Certain people do freelancing. I know one friend of mine who's made almost 2 lakhs just by freelancing in the course of, I guess, 1.5 years.
Wow, nice.
So those people keep me motivated as such. And then, one of my, the PESEL president, his name is Dhruv Shetty. He opened a company a year ago and then they are doing very well now. They're hiring people and they're giving them a salary of almost 50,000 rupees. And he's still in his last year of engineering.
Wow.
So those people keep me motivated as such. Such kind of people, such kind of influences keep me motivated. Like, you can do way more than what generally what people do in life when they're in their degree or when they're young, basically. So he has his own company and most probably he'll be following that company itself. It's basically a software development company. And so yeah, people do different things to invest or make money. But at the end of the day, the best investment which you could do is on yourself. Learning new skills, 100%. Learning new things. And basically improving yourself as a person. That is going to give you the highest returns. No market, no gold, no real estate can give you that levels of return which you can give yourself.
True, man. Seriously.
For example, I know one person. He had opened a company. And in the course of 2 years or something, his company could be filed for GST or something like that. Almost 7 lakhs.
Wow.
All right. So no instrument, no investing instrument can ever give you that kind of returns. He invested it on himself to better his skills, to better his knowledge. And then that gave him huge gains.
Yeah. You need to
So
save
at the
money
end
to
of the
even
day,
do these kind of things a lot.
but at least when you're young, you can do two things. Even if you have 500 rupees, you can invest it somewhere or the other. Worst case scenario, just keep it in your bank. Open an FD. FD is also at the end of the day investment. No issues. Correct. Every month you can give little money or something like that. But then the most important thing is, at least when we are young, it's to invest or to learn new things as quickly as possible. Take up that money to save that money. Like, for example, somebody saves up a huge chunk of money for a course. All right. Some of the classmates would be like, boss, you have done the worst mistake. You could have taken that money and you could have done so many things. Right. But I believe it's that if that person can learn a lot from that course, that 20,000 rupees or that 30,000 rupees or whatever is worth it.
Yeah.
Because you will change as a person. At the end of the day, you should change as a person. For example, coming to Gautam Adani, he is famous for taking up huge loans, though the company itself is not capable of handling that much amount of money at the initial stages. Correct. But he is famous for that. In the sense, for example, there's a small little company, correct, which can take up only about max to max 15 lakhs worth of business loan or something like that. But then he pushes it to 45, you know. He's very good at things like that, you know, getting money from banks. So that's very good because he gets an exponential growth, correct? So what was the best investment in his company? It was him. Why? Because he has that knack. Correct. Loads of people can't do what he did. So the best investment at the end of the day was himself. He tried to better himself. And that is most important. Every day in life, at least, what I believe is you should do something extra in the sense one day prior, for example, yesterday, I didn't know three concepts, which I knew today, which I know today for a fact. And that will give me sound sleep.
Yeah.
For example, today I had learned in my technical analysis, three indicators. One was Bollinger Bands, RSI, and one was moving average, MACD.
Mm-hmm.
All right. These three things I didn't know yesterday. Because I know it today, I can sleep well.
Yeah, do something that will make you proud of your day.
That's it. And tomorrow, I have something else which I have to learn. And I have to, you know, tick those boxes too. And that will give me sort of, you know.
And that's how life works. It's just learning.
At a daily basis. Many people don't. Many people stop. They're like, let me see YouTube, let me chill. Many people, what? I saw something like Netflix and chill and things like that.
I know.
And I was like, okay, see,
you
the
can
problem
enjoy
is,
life. There's no point. Like what I believe is you can enjoy life, man. But just know where you're heading in life. That's what I feel. Just be responsible is like what you say. Yeah, that's what is important.
So that's that. And again, it depends. There's something known as opportunity cost we learn in economics. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
For example, somebody is watching. So opportunity cost is the cost which you lost because of time. In the sense, I don't do something productive today. Today's whole 24 hours was my opportunity cost. I could have learned something. Correct. I could have maybe gone out and saved somebody's life. So that was my opportunity cost.
Yes.
I could have gone and done something amazing today. Correct. So that would have been my opportunity cost. So that is something which at least something I would try to reduce as much as possible in my life.
Yeah, we're all having opportunity cost every day. I feel it's just costing a lot. So the only thing we can do is
minimize it as much as possible. It's not like you're never going to have cost. You will always have. For example, you want to improve your family relations as such. You go and see a movie with them. It's fine. But you might have lost something else, but then you also gained something, right?
Yeah, some good relationship.
Your priority was today was to spend time with your family. That you did. You earned that thing. Done. Go sleep well. So that is good. At a daily basis, some form of effort.
That's nice.
Otherwise, life becomes meaningless.
Yeah, you should add meaning to your life. And people generally ask. This also I've been learning from somebody. I just don't remember. People generally ask, what is the purpose of life? That question itself is pointless. The whole purpose of life is to create a life of purpose. That's what it actually says.
See, I believe in a very different concept. In the sense, I believe life at the end of the day is a joke. Okay. In the sense, you come and you go. That is fixed. There is no change to that. Okay. You come with nothing, you go with nothing. That's absolutely, like, that's something which you can't even say, no, that's not possible. No, you come with nothing, you go with nothing. That's absolutely true. But then, you being in this life, okay, how much could you help others?
Yeah.
Or how much could you be of service to somebody? Not just impact, how could, for example, how well you could serve somebody? It could not be generally that, you know, you have to be, you have to make it big in life, or whoa, whoa, all sort of big, big words. No, it's at the end of the day, how good of a person you were, in the sense, how much of value you could provide somebody else. That is most important. And many people think that you should take in life. I don't believe in that. I believe you should give in life.
Yeah, it's always giving, man. We already got so many much of life, and I think we have to, it's time to give it back.
And the thing is, for example, everybody starts giving in life, no? Nobody finds it, nobody is going to have less of anything. In the sense, one of my goal was in this 6 months of January of 2021 was to make a donation. I wanted to feed 50 people during Corona time, and then I wanted to make some temple donation and such. And that was my something which I wanted to do. And I made it. And to be very honest with you, when I did that sort of thing, it gave me certain sense of like, okay, something good I did. But then one more thing which I saw was, I got something which I would have never been able to get even after spending that level of money or something like that.
Yeah, the satisfaction and the happiness you get by making, by doing services like.
For example, I'll give you a small example. There was issue with getting myself vaccinated. All right. And at 4 p.m. that day, I made a donation to feed 50 people. I had not thought like that. But then within the course of 2 hours, a call came saying, your vaccination has been booked.
Oh, wow.
So that's when I was like, oh my God. And, you know, it sounds, the thing is, even if I had spent that money, which I had spent for 50 people on this vaccination thing, it wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah.
So I got something in return for something. I got return something almost priceless. Simply because, you know, I don't know, maybe cause of that, or I don't know why.
Or it might be coincidence as well.
Coincidence,
then,
never
yeah,
know. But then
it's just a belief.
Not just a belief, I guess. Nobody has become poor by giving. Or nobody has had an empty stomach by giving.
Yeah.
True. If you give, you will always get it back. Nobody has become poor. You would have never heard somebody on the street saying that, sir, I have become poor because I gave everybody everything. No. Or I gave a lot. I gave loads in charity.
If there are those kind of people who got poor by giving a lot, I think they just gave without being genuine, and they expected something in return all the time they gave something.
True. Very true. In the sense, one of my mother's client, he is a huge industrialist in Bangalore. And he makes huge amounts of donation. All right. And every time I see that, I feel like, oh my God, certain people are doing. And it's not like he's making money just for himself. He would be making that money to give it to others. In the sense, I read once, I was in an interview with Ramdev Agarwal, the founder of Motilal Oswal's asset management company. And then he was telling that on a yearly basis, he makes almost about 2,000 crores or something like that. His company's turnover. All right. He tells of that profit, even if it's, if I won't be able to use even 0.001% as my expenses. He tells it for a fact, I can't spend that much amount of money at all.
Yeah, he says, you want to spend so much money.
Correct.
To what?
So then, and somebody asked him, sir, then why are you making that money? He's like, no, it's just a game for me. He tells, to be very honest with you, that money comes and goes, it doesn't matter for me. It's like, for me, that is a game. Right? Similarly, that certain people have goals, you know, by the end of this year, I want to donate this much amount of money as charity work or whatever. that is left to them, and then those people achieve it. Correct. That gives them satisfaction. It's not necessarily what pleasure he could have used that money, and he would have gone to a pub or a bar or something like that and would have had a gala time. But then no, this gave him satisfaction, so he did that.
Yeah, it all depends on the individual in the end. But yeah, that one thing that is true for all is the happiness that you derive from giving it to someone, right? I think it's really great.
Giving not necessarily could be just in terms of money. It can be like in terms of knowledge. It can be in terms of, for example, somebody's having a bad day. You go talk to them and cheer them up. You know, that is also
giving your time and, you know, building relationships.
Anything.
Just food for some people. Feeding the animals also.
True. Absolutely.
I had one of my friends, Chandru, on the previous episodes. He used to feed animals a lot. Like he really likes doing it, so he genuinely does that. So he also used to tell the same thing, and the kind of happiness that he gets from feeding animals, right? I think
correct.
Yeah, that's really great.
Also, you can always learn something from everybody. You remember we had a food fest in our college. That time there was a monkey. That monkey was coming continuously and trying to take that food which was on the counter. Okay, and many students were saying, shoo, 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 go, 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 but nothing was happening. Then there was this one, I guess, Samaya Ma, she came and she gave that monkey a cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
That monkey accepted the cucumber and went. So again, we can learn loads of things from everyone.
We all provided that,
we all could have done that, but nobody did.
Yeah, so, we just speak a lot, but real times, what we have to do is just try to implement these. I know it's really
correct.
Hard to implement everything you're speaking, but the least we all can do is, you know, try.
So that day onwards, I decided that if I find that monkey again, I'll give it food. So now, one more time, I met that monkey. I guess the same monkey. I gave it some almonds because that's all I had. But that day I learned a great lesson that you can learn so much from others, provided you have an eye to learn.
Yeah.
You should see that. Correct. If so many people would have seen that, but many people would have not thought about it. And they would have been like, whatever, they give something.
Yeah, whatever. It's a small thing. We just ignore the details a lot of times.
And we sometimes forget. We think that only some person with, you know, proper tie suit, he can teach us. Not necessarily at all. Anybody can teach us. We should be ready to learn. This is something I guess my father has taught me in life. My father always believes in one thing. You should never, ever, ever think that somebody is bigger than you or somebody smaller than you. You can learn from everybody. And always throughout my childhood, I've never, you know, discriminated people thinking, you know, he is below me, he is above. Never. I have never ever thought like that. It's always been like something. And to be very honest with you, I guess I have developed that sort of eye over the course of years. But to be very honest with you, small things I tried my best to learn. Like, I'll give you an instance. My father,
I noticed that sometimes.
He was growing up, he used to learn how to iron properly from some person who used to iron his clothes for some money. Like some dobi, we call it, right?
Yeah, that's small.
But he would learn that. Correct. But then he would learn things like that. So yeah, that is one thing which I have also, over the course of years, learned that, you know, so everyone can teach us something or the other.
True. It's been great, man. A very long episode.
So how long is it?
It's been like 1 hour 47 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And, it's been great speaking to you and, you know, sharing about things related to finance, weight loss, you know, comfort zones, stepping out of comfort zones, career, life and all. It's been really amazing, man. Thanks for being on the show.
No problem, bro. Anytime. I'll be ready to go to ever. Anytime you step me out.
Sure.
But then one thing I would say about you is, Kritik, and this is for even the listeners. Right? Initially, when I saw Kritik, you know, obviously, when you see someone for the first time,
it's interesting.
You know, you don't know what to expect from people. So I was like, okay, this guy, he's there from my college. I didn't expect much. I was like, okay, I seen him in an exam, that's it. But then when I came across his, I guess his Instagram, where he started posting about his podcast, that's where I saw great potential. In the sense, see, And this is for, I don't know how many listeners I want to see it, but then I want to tell only one thing. This man, and this is 2021, all right? 7th June 2021. He has, how many podcasts have you been?
How many podcasts? 15. Yeah. I mean, this is the 15th one.
This is his 15th podcast. But I promise you, by 2026, you would be in such a big place, you don't even know it. Because wow. Mostly what I see in people is, I see potential. In a second, I have always had this sort of trait in life that in 2 minutes, I know what is this person's potential or whatever. It's some sort of magic power or something, I don't know. But I've never been wrong about it. So, but I see a great level of potential in Krutik, more than anything. All right. Certainly, if he posts such videos or something, that certain people in our college would be like, "Is this guy's wasting his time? You know, he could have just studied and gotten some good corporate job or whatever." That is their ideology. But to be very honest with you, I see great potential in Krutik, and it's something which even he also doesn't know.
Oh,
even he doesn't know how much potential he has in himself. No, he knows it, but to a certain extent, not like he knows everything. But then one thing which I see in Krutik is he's very, very, very disciplined, very hardworking, which I love. I love people who work hard because they're almost like
that. We were almost like the same. And I see him hustling a lot in terms of anything.
So I really like people who are very, very disciplined, who have something, have some kind of goal in life, because then it makes things worthwhile. I don't believe in friendship over business. I don't believe in businesses which are based on friendship work out. I believe that friendships based on businesses work out because they both have common interest, which is business. Similarly, like that, I also believe that, Krutik as a person, you're 19, right now?
Yes.
You just wait and watch. In the next 5 years, he would really be in such a, such a wonderful position, because I have seen his podcasts. I've listened to so many of his podcasts. The one thing which I can learn from Krutik is keep working hard more than anything. This kid always, always goes for it.
Thanks,
he
man.
Likes podcasts. Generally,
make it clear, I didn't pay Pradyut for this.
don't worry. But yes, what I see in Krutik more than anything is he really wants this podcasting to work. Okay. And God bless him. It will work out at the end of the day, because he is putting so much effort and he is growing very rapidly, and something which even he doesn't know. For example, initially when he used to talk in his initial podcast, he used to be quite clueless. He used to be like, "What am I saying?" He used to be like, he used to make, loads of mistakes. But then now the way he's talking, with so much clarity, and, he knows to the point. He doesn't deviate from the topic. All right. It's very crisp, very clear. He tries to provide as much value as possible to his listeners. And he's also growing as a person, in the sense, even he knows for a fact that he doesn't know everything, which is wonderful, because nobody knows everything.
Yeah.
All we can do is have a learning attitude in life and make, hopefully grow as a person. So that is one thing which I see in Krutik a lot. And he is ready to be different, which is a huge, 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 competitive edge is the word in business.
Thanks, man. That
lots of people,
means a lot.
Lots of people can't be different or are not okay with being different simply because they're fearful. But I see a great deal of courage in this kid. So, yeah, man, Krutik, wonderful. And I just hope and pray that, your podcast thing works out amazing. And
thank you.
At the end of the day, I want you to be very happy. And you will be very successful. It's bound to happen.
So thanks a lot, man. I admire you a lot as well. I hope to see you in a very great position. Let's see if both of us can make a business deal in the next coming years.
Why not? Absolutely. At least even partnership will also work. I'm always someone who looks forward for businesses, so that's no issue. But then this podcast also shows us, can be a reminder. Do you know why? It can show us two things. For example, we see this podcast after many, 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 many years. Either we're in a very good position and we're like, okay, not bad. We lived up to all the words we believed when we were young. Or we might be not in a very good position, but we could remember our dreams. Yes. Generally in life, lots of people forget their dreams because life is very hard for lots of people. You never know what happens in the future.
True.
But then this podcast can do two things. This is also on a very selfish purpose. Either it'll show us that whether we lived up towards our dreams and where have we reached, you know. Or second thing, if we have ever lost our dream in life, we can look back and be like, oh God, what am I doing? Let's get back.
Yeah.
So two things of the
other.
Either this side. Let's see where we end up.
Yeah, and that's great. That is something even I didn't really focus on. So that's a very good point.
So it'll be like a small little memento for us. Let's see how things go.
And we can just look back and see like how long we've come and what have we achieved from where to where. So yeah, it's a really good reminder.
So again, that's all right. If we become very successful from where to where, that's a beautiful thing. Also, we can sometimes we forget certain goals or dreams of us, correct? Mm-hmm. Which gets rekindled, you know, by seeing old videos or something like that. And like, oh, what was I? What did I become? You know, because anything can happen in life.
Yeah.
So that's that.
And there are times when you might go off track in life, and this will be a good lesson for you.
Good thing.
That's cool, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
No problem. See you.
Soon, we'll see if we can make another episode. Something related to a specific topic in the future.
100%.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. I'll see you.
Thank you so much. Take care. See you. Bye. Take care.